Okay, good morning. Welcome to the PolicySig. That should be the 13th of PolicySig meeting. And before the meeting starts, I would like to mention the housekeeping notes. The first one, please use the microphone. People asking questions, please use the microphone. There's a left arm this way and there's right hand side. And the session is broadcasted, so please use microphone. The morning tea, lunch, and afternoon tea area will be in level 2 foyer. For Africa, closing event will be 7 p.m. to 9 in the ballroom. My Epinic and Policy Flash demo all day at Epinic Help Desk. Help Desk is available at break times. Also, we have on-site notice board. Please the on-site notice board on the screen to participants and point out the check regularly for last minute change and new update. So that should be shown on the website. Sorry, I need to later show on the website. And also, just pre-notice, Epinic 21st informal closing dinner, that will be tomorrow. People who complete ticket payment, please come to collect your ticket from the help desk today from 12:30 and tomorrow, and also see more detail from Epinic website. Okay, thank you very much. I want to show that. Yeah. Okay, let's today updated agenda. The agenda order will be starting from review of open action item and presented by Kenny Huang, myself, and also IIP report presented by Leslie from Chair of IIP, and also IIP policy update, comparative status in OIR region presented by Seva from Epinic. And also we have one policy proposal for by AS number presented by Jeff Houston from Epinic. And we also have IPv6 portable assignment for multi-home. That will be presented by Tashi-san, right? Okay. And we have large IPv4 address space usage trial for future IPv6 presented by Ito-san from IPv6 Promotion Council, Japan. And also, we have survey result in JP on IPv6 policy change presented by Izumi from Japanic. And the last one will be issue with critical infrastructure assignment sites presented by Billy Jong from KR. Okay, that's the order of today's agenda. I want to go to the first agenda item. Okay, that's the first agenda item. First of all, welcome to the PolicySig again. For PolicySig, the charter of the PolicySig is to develop policies and procedures which relate to the management and use of internet address resources by Epinic, NIR, and ISP within the Asia-Pacific regions. And the chair is Kenny Huang, it's myself, and also we have co-chair Tashi-san and Eugene Lee, just sit on my left-hand side. For policy document, you can download a policy document. For current policies, download from epinic/dot. And for draft policy, download from epinic/dot/draft. For policy proposal, review on epinic/dot/policy/proposals. So just try to remind again, that's the policy development timeline. And starting from, we have four phases of policy development, starting from needs and discussion, consensus, and implement. And for needs, the member or APNIC member can propose the proposal, and after the comment period, before 4 weeks before the meeting discussion. And so right now we are in the stage of meeting discussion. And after meeting discussion, we try to seek consensus from the PolicySig. If the consensus reached, then the proposal will be reported to the annual member meetings. Then, if the proposal reaches the consensus again in the annual member meeting, that will be submitted to the mailing list for comment period. And once the comment period reached consensus again that EC will report to EC and EC will endorse the proposal. Finally, the proposal will be implemented in 3 months. Oh, that's the total time frame. Regarding to facilitating the process, policy development facilitation, APNIC Secretariat is first contact, and also SIC Chair check suitability and discuss discussion in appropriate mailing list, discussion in upcoming SIC and annual member meeting. If you want to have a policy change, you can discuss with peer and submit a proposal using the phone, and don't need to be a member to participate. Secretariat happy to assist if needed. You can download a policy change form from the following website. Okay, your involvement. Awareness of the current policy discussion, you can check on the website, mailinglist.sicpolicy. Subscribe to the post comment to the list. And you can also attend APNIC meeting, access via remote participation, and read minutes and meeting report. Also, you can also always seek for secretarial assistance. Just repeat some housekeeping. For speaker, please speak slowly and clearly because most of Asian country people, their native language is not English, so please speak slowly. And session is being webcast. Remote participation is possible through the GPA chat and open as open participation. Again, please use the mic to speak. And before you speak, please give your name and give your comment or questions. The discussion by consensus, here try to mention again, not a voting. So you can review the APNIC policy website, and the consensus means no substantial objection. So it's not voting, it's consensus seeking. So approach, common agreement, and compromise. So last one is open action item. We have three open action items in the APNIC 20 meeting. The first one is policy proposal 20001. The action item was pending approval at each remaining stage of the policy development process. Secretariat to continue coordinating global acceptance of these policies. Okay, so the secretariat continue this job. And Seth, you want to comment on the first action item?
Sorry for that, from APNIC Secretariat, the first action item is done.
Okay,
and
right.
Continuing global coordination.
Okay, right. Thank you. For the second action item, proposal 20002, pending approval at each remaining stage of the policy development process, Secretariat to continue coordinating global acceptance of the HT ratio component of these policies. And also, please.
This is also done.
Okay, right. Thank you. For the last action item, proposal 20003, APNIC Secretariat to refer further discussion of the LOIR survey to the mailing list. And
yep, this is also done, and I'll be reporting on this further in my next presentation.
Okay, right. Thank you for your response. So here we go to the first presentation, and presented by Leslie from Chair of IAB.